The National Credit Regulator has lost what apparently is a battle it's been trying to fight for a while, long time against the practice of on-the-road fees. A recent court ruling gave the legal thumbs up to these on-the-road fees. Consumer journalist Wendy Nolar. Hello, Wendy.
Hello, John. It's good to be with you.
It's very seldom that I get a chance to pinch you from the two colleagues that have you on a regular basis. I'm sure anybody who's bought a car and had to pay the on-road fees knows exactly what we're talking about. But just the background before we move on.
Okay, so going back a very long time, what the dealers do is they add what they call the cost of preparing the car. So while with other industries and other products, the operating costs would be added to the cost of, you know, the advertised cost of the product, the selling price. With dealerships, they like to do it in a little bit more of a sneaky way. And so there will be they were calling them on-the-road fees until about 2017, when the NCR, the National Credit Regulator, tried to started taking action against this practice, saying it wasn't allowed for in the National Credit Act on vehicle contracts, right? Finance cars. There's nothing to stop it happening on cash deals, right? So the dealers said, well, it's the way it is. They stopped calling it on the road because the attention was now drawn to what that actually meant. So they started calling it a dealership fee or an admin fee. And in there were things that aren't allowed for, that according to the NCR, are not allowed for in Section 102 of the Act. They were allowed to add the actual cost of a tank of petrol so that you drive off with a full tank, the actual cost of licensing and registration, as well as a fee for the check, a woman who stands in the queue for you, so a service fee for that, and the initiation fee that goes to the bank, etc., etc. But these amounts, the admin fee or the on-the-road fee, were just sort of added to contracts. And I've taken up enough of these cases going back to around 2008 to know that in many, many cases, there was no discussion. It was just there. And if you ask for a breakdown, which should have been there, right? You're asking someone to pay for something, and there should be a breakdown of how that sum was arrived at. They'd come up with things such as the pre-delivery check on a brand new car. You'd think, okay, maybe shouldn't the manufacturer do that? But anyway, a pre-delivery check, a valet, preparing the car, you know, in the case of a new car, there's certain things that the dealerships have to calibrate and everything else with the car. And one dealership, well, a few of them even said the gift, you know, the nice, the champagne and the flowers and the big red bow on the car, all goes into that fee. It got complicated. I'm going to try and simplify it. And so in 2017, the NCR took a test case to the tribunal, the National Consumer Tribunal, about in the case of VW Financial Services, the financing arm of VW. And they issued a compliance notice, and the tribunal said, yes, okay, we agree. And this was the exciting part, John, because what that compliance notice said, and this obviously would then apply to the whole industry, is that you may not charge this on the road fee, stroke, this delivery fee, whatever. And not only that, you have to now refund everybody that you've charged this since the Act came into effect in 2007 with plus interest. So when I first started writing the story, I said, well, don't hold your breath, but typically a lot of people, thousands of people, are going to get quite a lot of money back because these fees can be as much as 7,000-8,000 rand per car, right? Anyway, curiously, when the regulator did the same thing with Mercedes-Benz Financial Services and BMW Financial Services, the tribunal, which doesn't always have the same people sitting, said, no, we don't agree with you. So what happened on the 20th of January in the North Gauteng High Court, three judges sat to hear a whole lot of appeals around NCR was appealing what the tribunal said in the other two cases. The upshot was, it was the car finances won everything, and the National Credit Regulator lost everything. So, for everyone who's been hoping that this would put an end to the practice of charging these fees separately. That's not going to happen, and no one's going to get any refunds either. I must just say that it wasn't a unanimous decision. Two of the judges agreed, saying that actually it was the dealership that's charging the these fees, and it gets included in the contract, and the finances have got nothing really to do with it. That's a very oversimplification of the of a very long argument. But of course, I know from dealing with so many consumers who complained to me is that many of them didn't even know it was there, right? It just got sort of...
Okay. There are probably more than two issues, but two broad issues that immediately suggest themselves.
Okay.
And the first is whether the charging of any of those fees is reasonable. And it seems to me that if I buy a new car and the dealer fills it up with petrol and licenses it for me, then I should pay for that. That seems to me reasonable.
Absolutely.
I mean, there may well be some of the on-road costs that other people might deem unreasonable. That's the one issue. The second issue is how upfront are they about it and how informed, because that's part of what the Consumer Protection Act tries to achieve is a battalion,
fairness.
Battalions of,
yes.
of informed consumers. So
exactly.
So take those two issues separately, the fairness of some of the charges and the unfairness of some of the charges, and then the issue of the way those are communicated or not communicated.
Okay. So on the first one, Section 102, which is the key section in all of this, states that the only extras apart from the finance fees that may be added to the principal debt, and that's significant because it means you're going to pay interest on it over 72 months or even more. Some cars are being financed over 8 years now. The only thing that the Act permits, according to the National Credit Regulator, is a tank of fuel, the number plates, and license and registration fees, and the cost of someone performing that service for you on behalf of the dealership, or who works for the dealership, right? So that was never in contention, that you shouldn't pay for those things.
Yeah.
What is in contention is the other things are operating costs that should be built into the purchase price as in the interest of transparency. And I know that certainly many people didn't even see it was there. Unfortunately, we've got this, many consumers will just look at, they don't want to look at all the small print and the numbers. It's all very confusing. So they just look at what the monthly installment is and whether they can afford that or not, which is why a lot of people also ended up with a balloon payment that they didn't realize, and the contract has their signature on it. So sorry for you.
Because, I mean, sorry when we need to interrupt, but it seems to me that there should be an obligation on the dealership to say these things are... we will charge you for, and then we can valet the car, we can do this, we can wrap it in a pink bow, or a blue bow, or a green bow, or a rainbow bow, and we can put a bottle of cold duck in there. Would you like us to do that? If you would, then we will charge you for it. It seems to be problematic if they're not doing that.
It's the whole thing for me, John, from the start, has been a complete lack of transparency. So... you know, a single figure without any breakdown for one thing, and no real discussion. It's just put on there, which is not okay. And I can say that with great conviction because I have interrogated a great many hundreds, probably, of these cases going back. And I mean, I certainly, when I bought my last new car, I looked at the agreement. There was no discussion around on the road fees or delivery fees. And when I looked at it, I said, I see there's no delivery fee. And they said, we know your feelings on the matter, and trust me,
it helps sometimes to be Wendy Nolan.
It does sometimes. And there was can I tell you, there was no bow and no champagne, and there was a little puddle of petrol that was almost not enough for me to get to the nearest filling station because, you know, that I didn't pay for it, and that's fine, but there was no discussion around it. One last thing I should say is when I discussed this issue, and as I have with many executives in the vehicle finance industry and with dealerships, somebody who retired as a chief executive of one of the finance houses said to me, he justified it a bit and said, actually the biggest story is all the other extras that consumers don't know about that are far bigger sums than the delivery fee. That's debatable in some cases, but he said overcharging for tow bars and giving you a trade-in that's far less than what you should have and all the rest, we need another discussion to talk about how you protect yourself from all of that. But yes, I think the bottom line, John, is that consumers need to, when they go to do a car deal, is to ask a lot of questions. Don't sign in the dealership straight away. Take the agreement away. You have 5 days legally for that quote to stand, for you to deliberate. Get some expert help and go through all those costs. And I promise you, you can shave an awful lot off. And when you think that you're paying for this thing over a great many years, that there's lots and lots of money to be saved if you're just that inquiring consumer.
Thank you very much, consumer journalist Wendy Knoller. She'll be on again with Pippa tomorrow afternoon between 2 and 3, taking up consumer issues, consumer concerns.